And Whole Foods Market has a 30th birthday this year. The home of hydroponic arugula and hemp granola has come a long way from a little hippie grocery in Austin, Texas. Now it's the nation's largest chain of natural and organic foods supermarkets. The company has over 300 stores in three different countries and is traded on the NASDAQ stock exchange. Some wonder whether the grocery chain has gotten so big that it's lost its way. NPR's John Burnett reports.
If you shop in Whole Foods' extravagant flagship store in central Austin, you may see a wiry, bemused man in his mid-50s in hiking shorts striding determinedly past the bluefoot mushrooms and mung bean sprouts.
Our wife gave me a grocery list, so I'm looking around here. I got to get some pine nuts, tofu, fruits, brown rice, spinach, toilet paper.
That's John Mackey, co-founder and CEO of Whole Foods. Say what you will about Whole Foods, the prices, the piety, and Mackey's mouth, it made healthy food cool, even glamorous. The CEO sits at a conference table at company headquarters above the store, ruminating on how his world has changed.
30 years ago, food was almost only sold on the basis of price. Didn't matter where it came from, didn't matter how it was grown. And today, there are other values that matter to people besides just how much something costs. What's the nutritional value of it? How are the workers affected? What about the harm that might occur to animals? Is this a sustainable way of agriculture? So these are all types of things. I think Whole Foods has helped move those more into mainstream consciousness.
Whole Foods has, by any measure, been a huge success. In fiscal 2010, the company had $9 billion in sales, and it recently posted fourth quarter sales increases of 15%. This year, they'll open 17 more stores. It's consistently one of Fortune magazine's top 100 companies to work for. All this because of, and in spite of, the controversial CEO. In the latest episode, Mackey, an outspoken libertarian free marketeer, wrote an op-ed piece last year opposing the president's health care reform. He argued that Americans have no intrinsic right to health care, and he laid out his own ideas on the subject. The column sparked boycotts from some customers and won praise from others.
Everybody should have the right to express their opinions, and they shouldn't be punished for expressing their opinions. I'm a great believer in the First Amendment, and thought the whole thing was very bizarre.
As it continues to expand, Whole Foods has gobbled up smaller organic grocery chains across the country. In 2007, the Federal Trade Commission challenged Whole Foods' merger with Wild Oats Markets on antitrust grounds, but ultimately a federal court let the deal go through. Critics still grouse that Whole Foods has become the Whole Mart of organic foods. Mackey impatiently points out that his company has less than 10% of the organic market.
It's sort of a ridiculous comment. We've got more competition today than we've ever had before. Organic foods are more widely available now than they ever have been available before, sold practically everywhere.
In recent years, Whole Foods has done some soul searching. Executives say new stores are smaller and prices on many items have come down to counter the well-worn saying, Whole Foods, Whole Paycheck.
You know, they get called Whole Paycheck by everyone, and it's true. There's a lot of time there's sticker shock when you buy something here.
Kate Thornberry writes about food for the Austin Chronicle. She stopped in the parking lot of Whole Foods after a quick trip for shampoo, butter, and Parmesan rolls.
But it's also true that you get what you pay for. If you're going to be buying animals that live outside and have at least a decent life for a year or two before they're slaughtered, whose meat is not going to be full of pesticides and antibiotics, you're going to pay more for it. That's just how it is.
The mothership here on North Lamar Boulevard is more than a supermarket. It's an amusement park of food, a cathedral to consumption. Walter Robb, who's co-CEO with Mackey, stands beside the store's popular chocolate fountain.
You can take essentially anything you want in the store, piece of fruit, whatever, and dip it in chocolate, the height of decadence.
But has Whole Foods compromised its healthy philosophy by letting in molten chocolate, organic potato chips, and 300 brands of beer? During its self-examination, Whole Foods asked itself the same thing.
I think it's fair to say we drifted to the edges, but I think we're rebalancing that interest with the fundamental focus on core healthy food.
You're not going to turn off the chocolate fountain?
No, not going to turn it off, but also probably not going to stick it in every store and stick it right when you walk in the front door. Fresh fruits and vegetables, you know, this is the heart of any healthy diet, you know.
To that end, Whole Foods has begun an educational campaign in its stores, politely haranguing its customers like their mother, eat your vegetables.
I am making an Energize Me. It's veggie juice with lemon, parsley, spinach, celery, kale, and cucumber.
Chocolate-dipped mango slices sound better. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.